minus 50 seconds. T minus 40 seconds. T minus 30 seconds. T minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Own it, own it, own it, Kong. I own it. It did.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
On the planet. And of course, you know why we're here, honey. The Salt Shakers, it's Thursday night. I am extremely excited about this episode because, man.
Let's let that happen.
Women's main event, Knockouts main event. Jordynne Grace even blessed us with a match. It's a lot. It's a lot. What are some takeaways that you have?
I mean, of course, you know, we're giving up for sacrifice.
Yeah.
And the multiverse too. So there's a lot of rivalries helping each other win matches.
Yeah.
And I don't want my mic so far. And also, new competition for trade. Sort of, in a sense, but other than that, the things that he know with the women, though, like I was not expecting what was going on tonight for the women. I thought out there, you know, I thought we was only gonna have, you know, Mickey and Giselle, but that didn't turn out that way.
Not at all. So of course, you know, it is Thursday, so we have to start with Before the Impact first. Raj Singh and Shira versus Rich Swann and Frankie Kazarian. Of course, Frankie Kazarian and Rich Swann getting the win. But shortly after, oh my God, everyone, it's Billy Ray. Who asked for this shit? Nobody. He comes out, he bitches and moans about his life.
And calling him Billy Ray is crazy.
Yeah. Definitely.
Billy Ray. I thought it was Bobby. Right.
It's either Billy, Bobby, Bully.
Or I don't give a fuck.
Or I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Then he comes out. He's talking shit. And then Pupinder is like, I want a match. Now, what's funny about him asking for this match, he actually gets the win by disqualification, though. So I feel like this is definitely brewing. We saw what happened, what he said to Pupinder last week, and Pupinder was not having it. but after that, of course, like we said, it was a no disqualification. So after the match, Masha comes out, and she really just seems like Bully's lab dog at this point, doing his dirty work. He can't get the business done. He can't handle it. So why not get someone who, hell, the queen of death matches, I mean, a walking demon, I would like to say, in GCW.
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, Mickey comes out. And, you know, they have their little shabacle in the ring. At the end, we see hell, I think, to be honest, it looked like Frank Kazarian was in the ring too with them. But it was
Tommy. Like, well, the Pupinder got, you know, rolled out the ring. It was just Tommy Dreamer, Masha, Billy, Bully, whatever, and Mickey James.
Okay.
And then that was it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why I saw either Frank Kazarian or Tommy Dreamer, but I really didn't care either way. But then we get to, of course, the PCO, and PCO says, you know, Eddie Edwards, it's time. I'm sick of your shit. You gotta stop playing around. You cost me my match with Trey last week, you know. Shout out to Eddie, though. But then we'll get more into PCO a little later. He is alive. Callahan, of course, takes on Rhino, and for some damn reason, Rhino wins again.
I mean, what you gotta blame Violent by Design for basically hitting Sami Callihan in the head with a chair.
Which I'm so confused.
And I'm like,
what's the purpose?
This year, like, what type of punishment are y'all putting him through for it to prove that he should be a part of the design?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a little suspicious. Oh no. Y'all, I'm so pissed. Y'all weren't supposed to see that yet. But
what are you doing?
Well, I was trying to gear up for what was next. But obviously, we see Trey Miguel having a run in with
Santino Marella.
Oh, oof. I am just.
They all be messing up his name.
I can never get that man's name wrong. I mean, right. But anyway, then we see Dirty Dango.
Just think of Santino as like Santana, yeah. But a Tino.
Santino. Yeah.
Chapter 6 is the damn reason.
And then we also see Johnny Swinger and Ziggy Dice. We will be having a interview with Johnny Swinger coming in the later date, so make sure you check that out. I mean, it's really no secret because, I mean,
no.
You'll see it eventually, but yes, Johnny Swinger, Daddy Swinger did his thing. Definitely, we loved it. But yes, and then we'll get into the news that was given to Trey during this as well. Mm-hmm. But then we had a surprise match with Jordan Grace and Alex
Garcia. Yeah.
Garcia. Also, if you haven't watched the diary of Jordan Grace, they're going to be doing Giselle Shaw on the 13th, I think. But yeah, kind of just a series of showing the Impact wrestlers in a different light. So it's going to be really fun. To no surprise, obviously, Jordan Grace wins.
I didn't think any differently.
Child, I didn't either. And what's crazy is when you said the whole warm-up match, I was just like, girl, that is crazy.
I mean, she got to have something to do to stay on TV while Mickey is literally defending her title against somebody who she's beaten on a rodeo before. So, yeah. I mean, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. But shout out to Alex. She looked really cute. Love the gear. We will definitely feature it on Turnbuckle Glam in, as crazy as it sounds, we will feature this in April. We will do a very special episode in April as well because we will have our panel March 19th. So we won't have any looks on the 19th. You'll see us. You'll see Mika and Al, of course, the Dynamite Dolls. You'll also see Shay and Asia from Women's Wrestling Army. And you'll also see Steph. So, yeah. It's going to be a lot. March 19th. Don't forget. But, yeah. And then Joe Hendry and Moose have another encounter. This is kind of fun.
He beat the hell out of Joe Hendry.
He really did. That's why I was saying it was really kind of funny because Moose is sick and tired. But before, obviously, we had a run in with Brian Myers as well, you know, attacking Joe Hendry. So it looks like Joe Hendry and, well, with Matt Cardona nowhere to be found, obviously. I guess Brian Myers is going to do what he can. And then we see another interaction between the new form team, this new faction that they have going on. I would say I wouldn't say originals, but I would just say like the Impact I don't know. This is a good representation of Impact. Rich Swann, Frank Kazarian, Josh Alexander.
I kind of look at them like Josh and Frankie and Rich Swann is like how Jade created the baddies by beating them and then they joined them. But the only difference, like with Rich, he was kind of already there before he got beat and joined him. And Frankie got beat and now he's on the side of.
I like your analogy, but that is nasty.
It is. They're the baddies of TNA.
That's a TNA bomb. Anyway, we had, of course, Kenta and the new Impact World Tag Team Champions, Chris Bay and Ace Austin. I mean, damn.
But it clubs in building.
Club in the buildings. Hopefully Jay White decides to bring his ass over here and not to Juice and AEW. But
please.
Match of the night to me, honestly, besides the incredible amount of work that Mickie James and Giselle Shaw did, we've seen them live, so we know what they're capable of. So for me, I've never seen Gresham and Kushida go one-on-one. I don't know if they ever have, but this was
good.
This is what you pay your money for. For to go to an Impact show. This is it. There are some matches that I don't pay attention because obviously collect my thoughts. But matches like these are matches.
My God, collect your thoughts is crazy.
I'm a transparent kind of person when it comes to Impact Wrestling. And you know,
Nikki's been caught in 4K on camera all the time, where there are things happening and Nikki's looking at her phone.
Yeah, that's true. And also, unless
she's somebody she actually care about.
Yeah, Deonna, I miss entrances because I'm literally gonna have to stop getting entrances of Deonna.
What do you mean? Hey, that's Nikki's favorite thing. Like to whoever, like Britt, Deonna, Chelsea, Charlotte, what do you mean?
She's
here.
that's funny. That's so funny because I didn't even think I used that as much, but
it's like if I could record like every time like one of Nikki's faves come out, I would have like a whole reel of Nikki saying, "What do you mean?" when her faves come out. It's the funniest shit ever.
I did not know. We'll get into it though. I'm so anxious. Like that's why we're really getting through them in because I'm so anxious.
Listen.
Like hello?
Up in there. I feel sorry for anybody that Nikki may have like liked you in another promotion or whatever, but you wanna get we'll get into it. Yeah, bro. You don't stand a chance right now. You're on the other side.
Anyone facing Trey, you like I mess with you, but you are on the opposite side. You are fair game. And
has Eddie and Trey had a match together?
I don't know. I know recently I watched his match with Moose. Mm-hmm. Fucking hilarious. Like,
Moose.
Top 10. Yeah, it's when Trey was like super baby. Like, super baby. I don't even know if this was pandemic. So he had probably been with the company probably like a year and a half, 2 years, but
They did actually.
Eddie and Trey,
we're not a one-on-one.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was thinking a one-on-one.
They did have one during the pandemic.
Okay.
Yeah. We're in different times now. Okay.
We are in different times.
This was a good match. I liked it.
Speaking of times, Time Machine here, Kushida. Listen, they went crazy.
They did. Not really great match. Here too, though. So like, really good match. I would have loved to see that in person.
I'm not gonna lie. I was finishing some things up, and so I had it playing in the background. So I had to really stop everything that I was doing. Mm-hmm. Dude, when I heard Kushida got the victory, I was like, "What?"
Was not expecting that.
Was not expecting that.
Mm-mm.
No, it wasn't.
He need to wreck with some victories for this multiverse, though. He's facing Josh.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. I wonder what Jonathan's going to be doing. Of course, this is Women's Wrestling Talk, so we have to get to the women, and we are honestly loaded at this point with the women. A couple surprises tonight. Killer Kelly comes out and really demands Taylor Wilde to stop playing games. She's really not into it like that. She summons Taylor Wilde to eventually come out. Taylor Wilde comes out and, you know, she's kind of like, this really isn't a game. Like, girl, this is like fate. This is like, you know. And then she asks her to pull a card, which I personally thought was absolutely crazy. The card that was pulled ended up being Colin King. And that's everything, right?
Yeah.
Colin King, okay. she got my birthday. You know, I'm not too much of a fan of that. But great wrestling. I don't like that. I think that's disgusting. I think that.
Do you know how many people are born the same birthday, like same day as you?
But I don't have to know who they are.
Well, you didn't. But how did you know?
I Googled her.
And that's your fault.
No, I was trying to find contact information. No, you anyway, that's beside the point. Yes, and then they have this weird ass name.
That sounds like a movie title.
Oh my god, it really does. Oh my god, what if it is?
Hold on.
But yeah, she attacks Killer Kelly from behind, and it looks like Taylor Wilde kind of has like a following. I'm curious to see because obviously, like. She seemed like a one-off because, you know, remember she was at the Fort Lauderdale tapings?
Mm-hmm.
And she lost to Giselle.
This is a movie.
I figured it was. She lost
to you right now.
Wow. She lost to Giselle, and then I thought it was kind of a one-off. So what made me think, like, it made me think, like, Hex could be lingering around here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did not, I don't even know. Kylan lost to Kenzie Page on NWA. You know, they're doing their women's television championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Max. I know Max and Taya Valkyrie are going to face each other. So I didn't even think that kind of puts Kylan out of the forefront of NWA for a while. So it would make sense for her. An impact.
Yeah, there's something to kind of do in this.
Yeah. And then Killer Kelly finds her way to the Death Dolls. And I love when they let Rosemary do her thing. You know, saying the witches cannot be trusted, but then also just the entire just having like the moment. There's something about this faction. You can tell that everyone's so happy. They recently just had a match on PW Revolver all together. I did tweet out about Mercedes answering the challenges because Mercedes has been very vocal about answering challenges, and I'm like, well, why haven't you answered Taya? You know,
that's true.
With that being said, I also think that Taya should be the one to challenge Jade, and I think they're in. I don't know where the hell they are. I know they're in Canada, but I don't know where. On Wednesday. So, well, on Friday? No? Next week? When the hell are they doing that? When is Jay? Gotcha. Well, I'd see. But Rosemary is then interrupted, of course, by Taylor Wilde and Kylan King. And obviously, this is brewing a little bit more.
They're in Winnipeg.
Montauba. What did they say? Montauba.
Don't quote me.
Winnipeg, Metobia? Somebody get TK in here. I have no idea.
I think that's Winnipeg, Metobia. That's like where Kasherico is actually from.
I never heard that, seen it in my life. But anyway, so we'll get into the what happened with this. But PCO finally catches Eddie, beats the holy hell out of him. But then a car appears, and we don't know who the hell is in this car. And Santana's pretty upset about it. Me personally, I'm just happy that Santana knows it wasn't me.
How do I know that? I mean, because we already know that this is like...
Let's live in kayfabe for a minute. Okay.
I don't know. This is live. You were a little quiet.
This was live.
But no, nigga, you was a little quiet for a while.
I don't know. I honestly...
You were, Nikki was quiet for a while, so she could have pulled up.
This is a good one.
What? It could be Alicia Edwards. It could be Kenny King. Honestly, it could be Vincent bringing his ass back.
That's true, too. Man, they're all split up.
They are.
Kenny King stayed pretty nice and relevancy and everything. But speaking of next week, of course, we have Gresham and Mike Bailey teaming up again to go against Decay, Crazy Steve. Oh, no, I was finna say Stevie J. Girl, that would have killed me. Crazy Steve and Black Taroose.
You know, let go of the Love and Hip Hop.
All right. Next week, also, Steve Macklin is going to beat the hell out of Heath. Now, I don't know if Steve Macklin's going to get the victory. I would hope so. But I know he's going to beat the hell out of him. So that's why I said it like that. Also, there's going to be a marriage tag team match at Peter Revolver with Steve Macklin, Deonna Purrazzo teaming up, of course, versus Vita Scott, Mike Bailey. I'm stoked because I'm going. So
it's going to be really good.
It's going to be so good. And then, of course, next week as well, we also will get the Bullet Club, Chris Bay, Ace Austin, Kenta versus your current Impact World Champion. I'm screaming. And he, Josh Alexander, of course, and then he will be teaming with Rich Swann and Frankie.
The baddies. The OG, the TNA baddies.
Yeah. TNA bombs.
The bomb too.
And it was also announced that Kenta, which, let me just say, I cannot even believe I will be stepping foot in this event of greatness. Multiverse United, only the strong will survive, honey. Y'all gotta see if I survive. Kenta versus Mino Suka. Nah, how you say it, girl?
I don't even forgot how to say it. Minoru Suzuki is what his name.
Yeah.
Murder Grandpa for all the other people.
He made me think of a damn motorcycle. And then we will have an X Division scramble for the X Division Championship, of course.
This is gonna be a great match, bro. I'm mad that I'm not gonna be able to watch this in person. Because they have some really good competitors in me. You got Frank Kazarian, Rich One, but you also got Kevin Knight, the Jet, Clark Connors, and the return of Rocky Romero too, though. So like this is like
And I know
who I'll be going for in this match. I ain't gonna
lie. Yeah, obviously. I've seen everyone compete except for Clark. I do think that he is going to win. I think that Trey's going to win this one. There are times where I think he's going to lose, like, but not him actually like taking the pin, if that makes sense. Like with Slammiversary, you know, things happen. Mm-hmm. Speedball becomes a champion, but he wasn't even the champion. Ace was the champion, but prior to that, Trey was the champion, and now we're full circle. The main reason why I say they're not pulling this championship off of him is because of what they built around this character. Now, he will have a phenomenal chase if he ever drops, but I doubt this. The one person that I would see walking away from this is a Kevin Knight or a Rocky Romero. I know what both of these guys are capable of, and baby, they go crazy. And I mean that, like watching Rocky Romero like hit the ropes is majestic. So I'm gonna get there early. I'm gonna more than likely just stand in line and wait in LA.
We really have Impact and versus like New Japan.
Mm-hmm. So 3-on-3.
It is. I think it's real cool. I'll be watching this live from home in spirit.
Sadly.
It's a shame, you know, because I won't be at WrestleMania this year. I'll be at WrestleMania 40. The Lord say the same.
Jumping over from the multiverse, of course, to another great event that will be coming in Sacrifice on Friday, March the 24th. Mm-hmm. They will be in Windsor, I think. Well, no.
Not Windsor. I don't know what they're going to be here.
I don't either. But I know it's Canada. Time Machine, of course, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin and Kushida versus, yet again, Frank Kazarian, Rich Swann, and Josh Alexander.
The baddies. The bomb. The baddies.
I need like a little. Well, I guess we can just use it.
Period.
And then we will also have a busted open match. Crazy. Tommy Dreamer versus Bully Ray.
Goddamn uncles are fighting.
A snooze fest.
This is just. I can't wait for this bathroom break.
And then back to Trey, of course, X Division champion, will be defending his championship.
Oh, yeah, Windsor.
Right. Hand-picked opponent. I am nervous.
I wonder who could it be, though. I mean, they're going to be in Canada. Yes. They could get someone who's like, I better be Poopinda.
Oh shit, girl. I hope Trey beat the hell out of them. Before we get into the rest of the night, which will include all of the women, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. So enjoy this, and we'll be back shortly.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching, because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And then, of course, we're going to end the night with some women's wrestling, baby. Specifically, Knockouts, of course. The Knockouts World Championship will be defended by Mickie James against Jordynne Grace. The tables have turned. Can Jordynne Grace get her title back, or will Mickie James continue on her reign? What do you think?
I feel like Mickie will probably retain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is where Jordynne, you know, she does get her rematch clause. She's having her match here in Sacrifice. And I mean,
right.
I think that is going to be where Jordynne proves that, or tries to make Mickie tell, honestly, and make sure that the ref catches it this time. Yeah. Because that's literally what she's been holding over Mickie's head is, you tapped out. Like, you should not be champion right now. I should still be holding my title because you tapped. And I feel like now that, I don't know, Masha could find her way to interfere in this. Even Deonna could, you know, come out and watch, because she doesn't have a match at all whatsoever. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that could really go into play with this match here. But I don't know. Mickie could retain.
Mickie could retain, just like she retained against Giselle Shaw tonight. For me, I think it was more about what was really building with this story, mm-hmm. having Deonna Purrazzo, the former Knockouts World Champion, who Mickie James defeated that first go round. If you think about it, Mickie James has had two reigns, two solidified reigns in Impact Wrestling since we've really climbed out of that pandemic era. Deonna, same thing. So it's a very interesting time that we see with the Knockouts division, especially someone like Deonna Purrazzo, who is not holding a championship, but yet still the face of the company, not only the Knockouts division, but the company, the entire company. Mickie James, like we said, retains, but Deonna Purrazzo helps Mickie James.
She does. Somehow it always becomes full circle once again with Deonna and Mickie.
Yeah.
Like somehow, some way, you know, and Deonna is kind of like, you know, on the opposite side. And like, she's not really like the heel in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, well, Deonna, what ways you help Mickey, you know, cause you could have let them cheat, you know what I'm saying? But she has an issue with Giselle and Jay and
I think,
Savannah.
I think that Deonna wants Giselle to suffer more than she doesn't want Mickey to be champion, because keeping Mickey champion allows her to be the one to, after all of this, defeat Mickey and become champion. So it's really, like you said, it's so full circle in the amount of, this is kind of where we started. Mickey James comes back. Deonna's champion. Bound for Glory. Mickey James becomes champion. I will never forget it. It's such a crazy moment. It made me realize that I would never understand booking. Like, WWE is sometimes, I'm not going to say all the time, but they're sometimes predictable. Yeah. That was not something that I was predicting. No way, shape. We go to Hard to Kill. We do the Texas Death Match. And then Deonna goes on and becomes one of the greatest champs in the indies. Mickie James consistently still with the championship loses it.
Yeah.
Forms a whole different monologue. Deonna is still in that mold.
She is.
Let's not forget Mickie James did cheat to defeat.
She did.
Deonna Purrazzo. There's so much to unpack. There's so much to unfold. I think that it's right to add Deonna to that match at Sacrifice. Deonna deserves to be in this match.
That's true. I will say that. but it's all about, like, you know, if they want to add Deonna to this match, how would this match? Adding Deonna would change the dynamic with Deonna and Mickie, because, but also with Jordan too, because, like, look, you had your opportunity. This is my time to try to get my championship back, and you're coming in and ruin it. Because you want an opportunity.
True.
You can wait until after I beat Mickie or whatever happens, and then you can get your opportunity. But right now, you're trying to take that away from me because you're still mad or holding on to something that happened months ago.
Yeah. I agree. And also, on the contrary of that too, Deonna could be facing Giselle once again.
She could face Savannah, or she could face Jay.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
yeah,
there's some other options there, you know. We are what, 2 weeks out from it, to be exact. We have next week, and then we have the 23rd.
We are exactly 2 weeks, so you're right. Yeah,
exactly 2 weeks away from Sacrifice, and this is the only championship that's on the line.
Yeah,
even Josh isn't defending his title. He's in the goddamn six tag match with the baddies.
Yeah, and even for Trey, I feel like they're basically saying he's going to win because he's defending that multiverse, unless that changes, and I doubt it will.
That's true.
That would be shocking. I don't know who could be his mystery opponent. It might be Poopinder. It might be Dirty Dango or something.
Yeah, yeah, it could be Johnny Swinger.
That would be hilarious. Coincidental too.
No, no, right.
And that was it. That is our Impact Knockouts. Damn. That is our Impact Wrestling post show for March the 9th. I am wearing my Flava champion, well, champ shirt because I miss Tasha Steelz, man. Mm-hmm. Hoping to see her at Wale Mania or just WrestleMania weekend, but man, I miss Tasha. Team Adam.
I don't believe it.
She's cool. But yeah, any last things before we get out of here?
Not really. Definitely check out the website, you guys. Articles are occasionally going up each and every day.
Occasionally is a good word. I mean, you don't know because listen,
you
y'all,
don't know. Sometimes
something so traumatic with the website where we were like really killing the website.
You have no idea.
Someone killed the website. Literally,
somebody tried to kill our website.
Somebody tried to kill the website. But
right, definitely check out all the social media at WWTalkPLD, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, all the good jazz there. What
these guys are.
Masha has to deal with Nick Gage in a couple of weeks, actually.
Girl, so. I thought you were gonna say Masha has to deal with Nikki. I was like, girl, you right.
I mean, yeah.
You're damn right.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, I might have to fly to Canada.
If that happens,
I don't know. But yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, and follow Santana on Twitch too, y'all. She's been blowing up.
Girl, I'm trying to reach 50 followers, you guys. Like, I am at 47 right now. I only need 3 more to be exact. Like before I, you know, kind of get to where I need to with like not any issues and stuff like that too. So, yeah, we're almost on to something, you know, we're almost there. So if y'all want to follow us, y'all can. If you want to check out my YouTube, you can too. I'm almost at 800 subs on there now to be exact.
Yeah.
So, we moving somewhere. I just put my Twitch in the chat if y'all guys want to follow it. Y'all can give me the 50 so I can get that out the way. And then we move forward.
That is true. Other than that, y'all already know. Y'all can Google Santana.
Oh my God. C-O-O-G-L-E. Me, research me. You'll find me.
Click them keys in Google. I love that shit so much, man.
Nikki was in the stream too, y'all. So I'm trying to get Nikki. We gotta get Nikki when she's not, you know, working and stuff.
Yeah, because that job is it's about to go.
We're gonna get Nikki on video in the stream too.
Yeah.
While I play the game and everything like that. So.
So I can sing my Ice Spice. All right. Anyway.
She'll bet she knows she'll 10.
Whoa,
she's ready with her better friends.
Whoa, also, you guys, thank y'all so much for supporting. This is we are celebrating Women's History Month, so we have a very special panel that we'll be doing for Turnbuckle Glam on March the 19th. So make sure you tune into that. Mm-hmm. We have two special guests from some very notable women's podcasters, bloggers, just entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. Like, y'all are going to be, this is the first time, for one, this is the first time I've ever done a panel, ever.
Yeah.
There's going to literally be 8 people here. Actually, hold on. There's actually going to be 9 people, because we can fit 10, right?
Yeah, it's going to be, you can fit 10
people. There'll be 9 people here, so I cannot... We put a lot of hard work into this, so I'm so excited. And this is the first time I've never, I haven't used Santana for graphics. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disgusted.
Why?
Because I just...
You should continue to do them.
No. That's not how we do.
What you mean? Like, I think you, listen, you did a great job. Please. I think you should continue on. Wait till y'all see Nikki graphics, bro. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, all right. Make sure y'all keep subscribing, follow us, and of course, I gotta let y'all know before we get out of here.
Where's my fucking jacket?
stop playing, because y'all are so loyal and we love it. Thank y'all so much for
I like y'all a lot.
Normally at this time we will be giving y'all a rundown of what's to come. But we're gonna play the commercial again. And that's how we're gonna end tonight. So enjoy. I won't even have to say it because she'll say it. No, he knows exactly what the hell I'm talking about.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching, because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.